Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I am so excited that you're here with me again today. Thank you so much for joining me. You know I always like to give you your love and your shout outs. Thank you for the messages that I've been receiving. You really loved the last episode, Necessary Endings Bring New Beginnings. If you haven't checked it out yet and you're just catching me right now, go ahead and go back and veg out on my other episodes. They are sure to fill you with a lot of energy, definitely tons of knowledge, and something to always think about. Today's topic, the power of networking. Networking is an investment in your business. It takes time, and when done correctly, can yield great results for years to come. Diane Helbig, again, listen to that part. Great results for years to come. I love that quote, and that is in my book, Startup to Success, and I have actually pulled my notes together today from my networking chapter in that book, in Startup to Success. So let's define, because I like to teach you something, okay? I like to always give you some definitions to words. It helps context and placement. So according to Oxford Dictionary, network is defined as interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contracts, It's so important to network when starting a new business. What I love about the dictionary's definition is how it states right there how important it is to network, especially for incoming businesses. But I'm here to tell you how important it is all the way through, not just for business, because even though this is my entrepreneurship tip of the day and the week, I also like to cross over into your life. I also like to give you stuff that is relevant for your life. I'm here to give you entrepreneurship empowered and the empowered life, right? From startup to success and from startup to succession. Please understand me. Both of them are tied together, intertwined. It is so important that you have a strong base network, that you know what it means to network. It is such a key. It is a very important key. There are over 7 billion people on the planet. Actually, from the last statistic I saw, it's 7.9 billion people on the planet since 2022. Each one of them are holding a key. Many of them have a key that you need. Let's just hold space for that. Do you know that there's people in this world that hold keys? That everyone in some way, some shape, some form holds keys? You're a key holder. You're a key holder for someone else. And someone else is a key holder for you. And many people have specific keys for you. They unlock doors that are purposed for you to walk through. Far too often, we take for granted how important people are, especially as we become more dependent on technology. But as you will see, human capital is powerful because we are nothing without human beings. Each of us have a key, and it is important that you begin to start building your network. So I want you to think about your target market. So I'm just going to talk business right now. In business, we have target markets. We have several of them, right? And it is the way that we market. For me personally, I am a person who serves the underserved, the at-risk, the homeless, the displaced. Those are people who are very, very important to me. But when you build your network, you want to think about your target market and then build a circle around them. Start by identifying who they are. Once you've accomplished that, I need you to identify where they might be, who might work with them, who might serve them. As I told you already, right? A large target for me are the underserved. I'm here for them. So I need to build my network with social services that care for the underserved, for nonprofits that really take care of them, so that I'm able to reach my specific target market, which is the underserved. That is one segment of them. So I am going to build my network with nonprofits, county health and welfare departments, those type of organizations, anyone who is caring for the homeless. I want to come and be a part of what you're doing, right? You understand? They become part of my network. And indeed, that is what I have. I've served at St. John's, Women's Empowerment, Next Move. You understand? Those three specific organizations alone serve women and children and homeless families. That is my target. So coming in to serve them, creating my network within the people who work there, that is how I grow in business and in service. So I want you to make a list of the most important contacts. This is going to be your homework, okay? The most important contacts you have, I want you to make a list of it. There will be individuals who may provide information to you, advice, inspiration, encouragement, and the like. When you write them down, you can note who each person is and what value they bring, right, in your life. Then I want you to make a note. So you're going to write the list down. You're going to write who they are, what they do, what value or exchange you have with them in your life. And then who introduced you? This is very important. Who introduced you? Is this someone you met on your own, or were you connected to them by somebody else? And this is important. It is important to know who connected you to who. Okay? So you're going to write that down. So I'm going to tell you again, because this is your homework. I want you to write down your list of contacts in your network. I want you to think about what value they bring to your life. What do they do? Who do they serve? Those kind of things. Then I want you to make note who introduced you. This is going to tell you a very important key. If it's you, write me. If it's somebody else, write that person's name down. In networking, there are brokers. And if you're unfamiliar with what brokers do, they connect. In real estate, they connect buyers to sellers. My dear friend, Henry Einstein, who wrote the foreword in Startup to Success and is coming in just a couple weeks to speak to my students, is a real estate broker and powerful connector. This young man is a business genius, and he is able to not only connect buyers and sellers, but his ability to network is out of this world. Today, he has a strong network of individuals who have influence, affiliations, wealth, and power. For the purposes of your activity, the person who you connect with on your list, you're looking for your broker. That's that connector, the contact person who connected you to the people you know. We want to circle in on those connectors. We want to find out. Now, if you are down the list all the way and you're like, me, you have an inbred network, which means you need to broaden out to a connector. Connectors are so amazing. So there is an article out that says how to build your network, and it is featured in the Harvard Business Review. According to their studies, if you have introduced yourself to your key contacts more than 65% of the time, then you're probably building your network using self-similarity principles, and your network may be too embedded. The self-similarity principle states that when you make network contacts, you tend to choose people who resemble you in terms of experience, training, worldview, and so on. They have found that executives in particular disproportionately use self-similarity principles to build their networks. Obviously, it is easier to trust someone whose views of the world are similar to yours. You expect that person to act as you would. What's more, working with people who share your background is often very efficient. You both recognize concepts that allow you to transfer information quickly, and you are less likely to challenge one another's ideas. Finally, like-minded people will usually affirm your point of view, as a result, gratifying your ego. Too much similarity restricts your access to diversified information, which is crucial to both creativity and problem solving. The root of this message is far too often we are connecting with like-minded people. This gives us groupthink. We are not able to branch out the way that our talents afford us to do. The creativity and the ability to expand your mind much more progressively is found in diversity. If all your contacts think the way you do, who will question your reasoning or push you to expand your horizon? And because over time people tend to introduce their contacts to one another so that everyone becomes friend, the similarity of thought and skill reverberates, creating what we call an echo chamber. That's powerful. I don't know about you, but I'm not here to echo. I'm here to ripple. To ripple across this world and this nation, and to do so by others pouring into me and me pouring into others. I love diversity, and my network is truly diverse. There is great power in a diverse network. Please note who your contacts are. Do you have a connector? Do you have a broker in there? Is it all you? If it's all you, we need to help broaden that out. If you haven't introduced yourself to me yet, if you're a new listener, and hey, I thank you, my new listeners. I want to give you your love and kudos. I love you already as well. But reach out to me, get connected. Even being able to sit here and hear my word and this wisdom that I graciously share with you all, I want you to excel in this life. There is power in diversity. If you don't have a network yet, they are able to be built. If you'd like to expand your network, it's the same steps you take to build one. Start going to business mixers. Start going to social events. If there are online and they're not a webinar, show up, turn your camera on. I have no understanding for cameras off on a Zoom meeting, Zoom social setting. If it's a webinar, okay, I don't see anybody. I'm not even being shown. It's just a webinar. I'm seeing the people. Great, right? But on a Zoom meeting, on a Zoom social call, show up, turn your camera on, be seen. Use your social media. There is great impact with our Instagram, our Twitters, our Threads, our Facebook, TikTok. Those build your community. But in business, it's LinkedIn through and through. There is great power in LinkedIn. I am living in the power of LinkedIn Network right now. I have been following all the different things in San Diego. I've met an incredible super connector, and she is outstanding and amazing, and she is certainly a part of my team and on my network, and she has now introduced me to another super network. I will continue to share the story of evolution as I move from the place of Sacramento, where I have served for 26 years, into the new place of service in San Diego. You are getting play-by-play. I am letting you know right now, LinkedIn is what has been instrumental in excelling me with connections in the San Diego area. I want you all, if you do not have a LinkedIn account and you're an entrepreneur and you're a startup, you better go get one right now. Go get yourself one and begin to work with it. I am not always on it. It is not something, I don't have time to manage all of these social media platforms, but I am there and I am present and I am engaging as I'm able to. And there's all kinds of tools out there you can use to help you even with your engagement. You can block and manage different posts and batch them out. There's ways to be able to do this so that it doesn't take you all the way away from your time. Again, go back to listen to what I have in project management and time management. I tell you how to do it there. Some final notes on networking. I want you to understand you are building trust. Whew. Let's have a moment for trust. I'm sorry. I can feel you already. Somebody said, I just don't trust Professor P. I know you don't. But are you a trustworthy person? If you're a trustworthy person, wouldn't you want somebody to trust you then? It is so important for you to trust. Trust is instrumental in networking. You must be a trustworthy person and do right by people. Bad business, no matter how long the run, will always end in destruction. Do yourself a favor and do right by people. Make sure you are a person of your word. If you say you will do something, then do it. If you make a contact at an event and you tell them you'll be contacting them, you should honor your word. You never know when you are being linked to a broker or even a super connector and your next big break is right there. I need you to make networking a priority and understand it will require you to invest a little bit of time. You cannot build your business alone. Even if you are a sole proprietor, you are still an empowered entrepreneur, which means you understand that you need people on your team and you need to make finding and connecting with them a priority. I want your efforts in networking to be sincere. Show up in your authentic, beautiful self. I want you to become a person who is confident in who they are and the purpose they have to offer this world. Oh, I'm going to say that one again. I want you to be a person who is confident in who they are and the purpose they have to offer this world. I want you to be heart-centered and understand that you have power in the position of humility. This will be instrumental to your success. And remember, success is not a secret. It is a system, and it is time for you to go build your network, and your system will soar. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.